Now, the city's chief prosecutor is investigating this, says that there's an investigation underway. Are you satisfied that the prosecutor will be able to come up with some real answers?
Well, we're enthusiastic about the new prosecutor. She's newly elected, and she comes to the office with a belief in the integrity of these kinds of investigations. We have much more confidence in her than we have in the police, because there's never been any level of confidence, nor should there be, in the police investigating themselves. So we await the outcome of that investigation, and of course we're doing our own investigation simultaneously as far as we can. We've already interviewed about a dozen witnesses at the scene, and we've seen the police or the citizen videos that have come out concerning what happened.
And so from your investigation, what do you believe happened?
Well, what we do know for sure is that he was in good health when the police first contacted him, and he died of an 80% severed spinal cord and 3 broken vertebrae in his neck.
Is that what doctors have told you?
That's not good.
Is that, where are you getting that information, Mr. Murphy?
We have our own sources at this point, and we're not at liberty to expose those sources, but I'm confident that that information is reliable. But until we see the autopsy report and we await the outcome of the police investigation, and what I understand is a simultaneous investigation by the chief prosecutor of Baltimore, we'll know more about this. Mm-hmm. Now, bear in mind that Baltimore has a sorry history of police brutality and an even sorrier history in terms of a governmental response to police brutality. Typically, the police deny, 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 no matter what the facts are. And it is not unusual for them to promote the police officer even after he's been found guilty of brutality. We had one case, I handled this, where we got a $44 million verdict against the police officer who rammed my client into the brick wall at the back of his holding cell and paralyzed him from the neck down.
Oh, my goodness.
That police officer was promoted to sergeant after the verdict against him. And the city refused to pay and made us appeal at every level. Mm. So we had to go to the Court of Special Appeals, the Court of Appeals. We won in all of the appellate courts, and still they wouldn't pay the verdict. Well, so it's a sorry situation.